Forward Festival, and we're also like an outsider artist and musician Forward Festival. So I don't, I would prefer to go in the direction of freedom than some kind of despotic set of rules everyone has to follow. You know, I'm like, as long as you're not getting the shows shut down, whatever you do, don't do that. I'll be very upset. Says the person, I ran a punk festival and I lit off a fire extinguisher. I got so mad at punks, I set off a fire extinguisher inside the venue of my own festival to shut it down. It's the kind of person I am. So I get it, you know.
Well, and it, I mean, I think you're touching on one of those difficult quandaries, I don't know, where, you know, you want to make something that's, it's not, like, it's not necessarily for everyone, but it's for anyone who wants to be there, you know, within, as you said, like, the boundaries of not harming other people and not ruining it for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's for a specific type of person, mm-hmm. and not every event, it's... It's also just my tastes and my curation. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, first of all, it's for me. And if no one showed up, I mean, it would not be as fun, but I'd still have a good time.
Sure, yeah.
And then I'm like, if you like what I'm doing, it's also for you. But it's kind of like, damn, I just rewatched Berserk 1993 anime. What up? And, Griffin, the like, everyone thinks he's like a villainous character, but I'm like, you're just like me. He's got talking about dreams a lot, and I'm like, your dream, if you have a dream, your dream is your dream. Mm-hmm. Your dream's not, you know, there's no collective dreaming. Collective dreaming is like totalitarianism or the singularity. And people can latch on to each other's dreams, but I think there's something very egocentric about curating anything. And this is also mm-hmm. the other reason I did this way and not as a collective, because I organized with Black Lab for like 10 years. I was a president of the society for at least 5, maybe longer. I hate collective organizing. Mm-hmm. You just like disagree with someone on the smallest issue and it just spirals out of control and railroads meetings. You're just like,
yeah, sitting
have five around.
Meetings about that one thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it could be something really innocuous, like, do we increase the price of beer by a quarter? And then next thing you know, everyone's infighting and it's a huge issue. And I've just skirted that. We have an Indigenous advisory committee, but they're like the most chill chillers of all time. Mm-hmm. Well, they would tell me if I did something that was like horrendous or like culturally unsafe, but I'm like, they're not trying to intervene on curation decisions, and I'm like, I mean, I'm not gonna I'm going to go where I was going. But they understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, and again, not to position Shamefest as a direct opposition to Pride or whatever, because mm-hmm. as we've discussed, it's bigger and more specific and different than that. But I think, you know, when you talk about it being curated by you and being your interests, and that is that in a lot of ways, the individuality of everyone's tastes is what is interesting, as opposed to trying to do an event like Pride mm-hmm. as it is that caters to literally everyone and right. therefore caters to no one. If you can build a specific unique identity around the festival, which is based on yourself, then that in itself gives an interesting focus or flavor to the thing.
It truly does, and it just sounds so egotistical.
Sure.
And I'm like, but that's the way I feel. That's why Berserk is so relevant, because I'm like, am I a bad person? Probably, but I'm like, you run your own thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what it boils down to. Everyone wants to complain about stuff like, oh, so-and-so is doing this and so-and-so is doing that. And again, there are certain things that I'm like, you know, Epstein Island, gotta shut it down, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not endorsing that. But when it comes to how people run events, I'm like, you don't have to go.
Yeah.
You can just stay home, you loser.
Yeah, you can stay home or you can do your own festival.
Exactly.
If that's what you
want to do. And I'm like, there's so much just people poo-pooing other people's work when I'm like, this would not affect you whatsoever if you just look the other way. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm not going to go run around critiquing other, you know, punk festivals or music outsider music festivals. I just don't see the point.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, doing it by yourself sure has a lot of advantages.
Yeah, it's probably, well, I was going to say it's probably more work, but in some ways it is. In some ways, it's you don't have the work of having to
negotiate. With other people. I've
right.
never thought about that. You are smart. You're making me think about what I'm doing, and I'm like, I did make the right decision, though. God, I hate working with other people. Mm-hmm. Well, it's too much. To anyone running an illegal venue out there, I'm like, God bless you and all the work it takes to do, because you can't do it alone, and if you are doing it alone, that's crazy.
That's, you're wearing a lot of hats, for sure.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Thank you.
All right. Well, is there anything? I mean, you've given us sort of the rundown of day by day of what's happening at the festival, and I don't want to necessarily ask you to be like, this is my favorite thing I'm most excited for. But are there any particular things that you're like?
The problem is because I curated it, I'm like, I'm excited for everything.
Yeah,
and I'm going to die at the end of it because it's just too much in 5 days. I understand anyone that didn't buy a pass that's only coming to like one or two things because I'm like, it's like going to be a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's a marathon.
Yes. And my solution is to be very intoxicated, to say the least, which does not normally go so well with running the entire festival, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's your festival, right?
Well, I don't want to screw anything up. I know, you know, and this is a benefit of organizing things for the last 10 years. I'm like, I know my limit and play within it. But it will be a lot of fun. I'm like, So the fundraisers I've been running, and I don't know when this will air, but there's another one on July 19th at Redgate, which is like a techno DJ night, and everyone's playing like jungle and garage and hardcore. And that's $15, pay what you can. 10 p.m. start. But I was running mixed bill fundraisers. Mm-hmm. Never a good idea to run a mixed bill. At least not in this city. I'm like, because it's too unpredictable who will show up for which act, and then if half of the audience leaves, well, it's a real bad mm-hmm. look on you as the promoter, because people are playing the, like, you know, show goes from 100 people to 50. It's a noticeable difference, right?
Yeah.
And that I avoided with the fest. I think everything's a pretty coherent, like, the punk show is a punk show, the, like, dance, like, poppy dance music show is that poppy dance music, the rave is a rave, and the experimental show is the experimental show. I did want to do a rap thing, but I just, Vancouver's, like, not the city for it right mm-hmm. now. Do you know who Rock Nephew is?
I don't.
RXK Nephew? Oh, man. He's, like, real Southpaw, like, kooky guy. Mm-hmm. Love him. And that's the thing. This goes back to the, I don't want this to just be, like, you have to be gay to play. Because I want to bring him out, and I'm like, that would be so sick. And I think he'd do it. I just need probably, like, 20 grand. But then I'm like, I don't know, you know. And someone from the rap scene, I'm going to run into them, and they're going to put me on blast and be like, so-and-so, 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 and so-and-so. But I'm like, no idea who to book here.
Mm-hmm. I do think Vancouver's various music scenes do seem to be very sort of siloed genre to genre in many ways, or crowds seem to be.
There's that, siloed. But also I'm just like, there's not. I saw Conway the Machine, who's like mm-hmm. quite a big rapper, and I'm like, I could touch the dude. Like, I was like at the state, I could have put my hand on him. I was so close.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm like, that's not a good sign, like, that one of the biggest rappers in the world, like me, paid $30 for a ticket and could just, like, touch the dude. The venue's so empty, you know? Mm-hmm. Although I was chasing Andrew Callahan around, which is a long story, dressed up like him, and I ended up at Fortune Sound Club at Drake night. It was, like, packed to the gills.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a big, you know, Drake person. Really, I'm going to get artists. A Rock Nephew at Fortune next year, and yeah. It's going to be sick. I'm dead serious about this. I got some plans. I can't stop making bits also. And that's the other thing about this. It all started as a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then just spiraled it out of control. Well, that's how I'm also making a film, and I have an EDM record contract, and all this other, you know. Things happen if you just believe in yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I also, no, I do.
Well, I mean, you
well, I have very
have to
dark
to be able to...
times where I don't.
Sure.
I think that's, you know.
I think that's humanity, probably.
Yeah. Artists, especially. You ever see that meme where it's like Bart Simpson banging the thing? It's like, I am so great, I am so great. And then he's curled in the fetal position and says, artists have two moods.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you either think you're the best or the worst, and there's no in between. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Or the in between is where the art comes out, right?
Yes, perhaps. I think I just produce constantly, definitely. Even at my worst and my best. You can't stop producing art if you're driven to make it. It's kind of like a curse. Like, everyone I know who makes any kind of art, you know, I guess there is this kind of like San Mandela thing to it where you just like discard it as soon as you made it, you know, but mm-hmm. you also end up with like piles and piles of paintings and recordings and writing and an oeuvre of work.
And it's not necessarily a conscious decision to make it or to produce it. It just is more of like a need.
Well, yeah, it's like a mechanical, it's like pooping or eating. Well, I mean, it's more like pooping than eating, I guess. So you got to eat to make art and poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, art is the poop of your hands and mouth and whatever else makes art. Your eyes and your ears, your nose.
Yeah, and poop is just also that, right?
Yeah, you ever see that machine the guy made, the cloaca machine?
Mm-hmm.
That was like, it was like a human digestive tract, but like mechanized, and it took up like a football field, but it just made poop. You put food in one end and like digested it and
wow.
made poop. So it all comes full circle with art, and that's what I want, you know? These are the kind of experiences I want. And people would say, why would you want that? And I don't know.
Well,
Well, that's what this thing... I'm like, imagine going to Pride and be like, can we get the poop machine here, you know? They'd be like, what?
What?
Like, we got to get the weapons company to give her, you know, buy 100 paper rainbow flags that end up in the ocean with plastic straws, you know, sticks that go into sea turtles' noses or whatever. So, different strokes, and that kind of brings us full circle. Do you have any other questions?
No, I think that probably...
I guess to just plug a couple things about the fest, festival passes are still for sale. I'll probably sell them till right up till the first day, but they might sell out. They're $60, so you save $40 across the festival. You can find them on heroinmart.com. That's HEROINMART.com. We also have a mixtape that's available on Bandcamp. I think I made it. You have to pay money because we really need money. So I don't think you can download it for free. Is it free?
It is Name Your Price for download.
Name Your Price download. See, I stick to my ethics. Even I thought I'd be corrupted. But yeah, feel free to check that out. And then we have shirts for sale. We'll also have all this stuff at the individual shows. That's about it. Oh, it's funny because someone else did a radio ad and thought heroin was hero in. So the ad is like, you can go to Hero In Mart.
They couldn't possibly have a website called Heroin Mart, could
well,
they?
I mean, you should see the emails we get from my other political activities. You know, branding. You gotta stay on brand. But I hope to see someone that listens to this there. If you found out about the festival and by listening to this interview and come find me, and I will be at the merch table, I will give you a free gift.
Do you want like a secret catchphrase or just...
No, I mean,
how would they know?
You know, unless you heard it, right? So yeah. I'm like, just come up and say, I heard you on the radio talking about a free gift, and I'll give you your free gift. What it will be?
Mystery.
Yeah. A half-eaten burrito in a box.
That's a gift.
To some people, absolutely. I was actually selling a half-eaten burrito for $1 a bite at a merch table and a fundraiser, and the whole thing got eaten.
Wow.
So... Thank God no one got sick.
Well, thanks, Aris.
Yeah, thanks so much for doing this interview.
Yeah, Shamefest is August 1st to 5th.
That's correct. I should have said that.
Oh, that's all right. I just did. At venues across the city. And you're on, I think, Instagram, van_shame_fest.
And we have a website now, which is just shamefest.ca.
Great. And like you said, tickets at heroinmart.com. And we'll hope to see you there.
What is real now? Nail Driver by Thelonious Parker. This has been the Vancouver Mixtape. Thanks for checking out my conversation with Aris Nix about the Shame Fest, which happens August 1st to 5th at venues across the city. Go to heroinmart.com for more info. I will see you next time. Take care. Love you lots. Bye.
At Inspire, we know a lot about Indigenous success. It's what we build together each and every day. We're one of Canada's leading nonprofits. Not only do we help erase the financial burden of post-secondary education costs for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit students across Turtle Island, we also provide access to future career and education prospects for Indigenous students through our Rivers to Success mentorship program. It's free to join. Register today for monthly events happening across Turtle Island. You'll get the latest information about your future post-secondary and career options. Register online now at riverstosuccess.ca. Again, that's riverstosuccess.ca. Register today. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.